This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, March 20th. Well, unanswered supply questions leave corn traders guessing on Tuesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Commitments of traders as of March 12th, managed money funds holding a record net short position of 257,000 contracts. Open interest up 44,000 contracts since March 12th, so the funds could be even bigger net short in the market. If we see China take 7 million tons of U.S. corn, 3 million tons of ethanol, that would push demand up by 557 million bushels. That could pull ending stocks down again to 880 million bushels carryout, which is very tight historically.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday down a quarter point at 456 and a half. May corn was down a quarter point as well at 371 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were down 0.75 points, ranging from 610 and 3/4 to 625 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were up 4.5, ranging from 675 and a quarter to 690 and a quarter. Live cattle for April were up 80 cents at 129.20. March feeder cattle were up 60 cents at 142.25. And March Class 3 milk was up a penny at 14.93.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.